Hello and welcome to Food for the Future podcast, broadcasting live from the World Food Forum headquarters in Rome, Italy. I'm Alexandra, your host, and today we have an exciting lineup as we welcome two unique guests from the world of sports and entertainment who are championing a vital cause with FAO. The Harlem Globetrotters have teamed up with FAO to promote healthy diets and raise awareness about food loss and waste reduction. In honor of Junior World Food Day, we are thrilled to have Darnell Speedy Artis and Arasia Ace Porter joining us. With their unique blend of athleticism and entertainment, they are inspiring young people to think carefully about what they eat and understand the importance of food security and sustainability. Today, we will explore how these talented athletes are using their platforms to amplify FAO's mission to end hunger and improve food security globally. Let's dive in. Super happy to have you here, and welcome to our Food for the Future podcast.
Well, hello, my name is Ace Porter. I'm from San Antonio, Texas, and I'm going into my third season with the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters, and I'm just super excited just to be a part of such an event with an important cause at that, so I'm super excited.
Hi, I'm Darnell Speedy Artis of the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters, going into my ninth season with the team. This is my second time here in Rome, but the first time that I am appearing at an FAO event this big and, you know, getting a chance to see a lot of the work that the FAO does and hear about the way that they are making a difference and the way that they're planning to continue to make an impact. So I'm just really excited and blessed to be here.
Well, we are excited, of course, to have you here. And I would start with my first question. As you are, you've been advocates for the healthy eating and reducing food waste through your work with FAO. How do you see the role of sports in transforming global food systems and promoting more sustainable agri-food practices?
I mean, we are professional athletes. We do travel all across the world, and we play more than 300 games in a season.
Wow.
So it could be overwhelming at times, only if you're, of course, not prepared. Some may say it's like exercising or getting your rest, even though that's just as important. And yes, we do that. But also it's just the nutrition that we put in our bodies so we can do those high performance games, you know, to satisfy our fans and give them the memories that we did, that they deserve. But I mean, without that, like, our energy would run low. So, you know, eating the right and proper foods, like our proteins and our fruits and vegetables, they play such an important role into what we do. So we can do nothing less but to, you know, emphasize that, how important that is, especially to the children, of course.
Obviously, different foods play a different role in your body. So, you know, trying to, you know, not only just emphasize the effect of healthy foods, but also emphasize that it needs to be a balanced diet, you know, not too much of one thing, not too much of another thing, but the things that are going to help your body function at its peak functionability. So, you know, I think that is important for an athlete, obviously, to have that type of a diet, because you need your body to be able to perform at a certain level, especially when you're aspiring to be a pro.
I agree, and I think your work is inspiring many, many young people. So how can you, as athletes, actually yourself inspire next generation to lead this change of consuming and adopting healthier diets?
I kind of like to embed it, like, in their minds, of course, like the nutrition that they need. I kind of like to, or what's it called, not similarities, but compare it to like a vehicle of a car. Like, you need gas in order to, you know, go with your vehicle, but our body is our vehicle and we need the right gas for it, or, you know, in that case, the right foods for it, in order to go, in order to, you know, go wherever we need to go, whatever destination that we're trying to accomplish, whatever goal. I think stay for that. That's how I learned it when I was a kid, kind of, which I'm happy that we're, you know, kind of implementing this, you know, cause at a younger age and letting them know how important this is. Just to tie it together, like, any way that we can, for real, implement it to them. But, yeah.
Well, I think it's important to first and foremost be interactive with kids and up close with them so that they can feel like it's attainable. Like, yeah. I know a lot of kids probably, like, if you see something on TV or you see it in the newspaper, on social media, it's just sometimes it might not resonate. It might not hit the same as when you get a chance to be up close and personal with a professional athlete or with a doctor or with a rocket scientist or whatever your idea of success in the future looks like for you as a kid, you know, what you're eating is gonna help function your brain a certain way, gonna help function your muscles a certain way, the way you move, the way you talk, and the way you feel. You know, I know that when I get to a certain weight limit, my body feels a little different. My knees feel different. I feel different. My energy is different when I'm eating certain foods. And it's something that I've really been able to focus on over the last few years better and more, and, you know, learned it more in my older years, like, you know, my early 20s, et cetera. And, you know, if I can give it to kids younger, if I can help kids understand it at a younger age, that's where I think that my role and our role as ambassadors come into play.
What about food waste? Is there any recipe? Do you like cooking? Is there any recipe that you are?
I mean, I love to cook. I mean,
you love to cook?
You know, they call me, you know, my childhood nickname is Deech. They call me Chef Boyardeech. you know, I make it all. I got a wide range of cooking skills. I can make pasta, you know, I love to make breakfast.
Oh,
I can make
good soul
food, you know, baked macaroni and cheese, yams. I can make some tacos and, you know, I got a nice little range, some steak dinners, and just depend on what I'm in the mood for that day. But cooking is probably my number one hobby. You know, people always ask me, like, besides playing basketball, what do you like to do? That's everyone's favorite question. Besides playing basketball, what do you like to do? So I really love to cook. Like, I don't really just like to cook. Like, I love it. Like, even on my TikTok, like, it's some of my TikTok content. You know, it's just something I love to do. So, yeah.
So do you think that social media is a great way to actually educate young people on the importance of having healthy diets? And are you using your platforms to do so?
Yes. So I think social media is kind of like one of the biggest ways to reach out to, especially the younger generations. We're always on our phone, right? But
exactly.
Like you said, like, I like to do TikTok content all the time. Like, sometimes I'll do a Get Ready With Me, and I'll show, like, you know, my meal. Yes, yes,
yes.
Love TikTok. We love it. I legit stay on there. I learn almost half of everything on TikTok. Like, that's all the information. But, like, but just to piggyback off of him, like, he does the cooking and all that. Like, I'm learning. I'm getting there. But I do more so, like, the meal prep, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's another way,
love
like,
that.
Not to, like, waste food. Like, get what I need. I cook it for several days, you know, not cook it for several days, but cook it and then eat it, like, leftovers wise.
Great.
Like, I take advantage of leftovers and eat it, you know, in continuous days to come. So, but definitely, yeah, social media, the biggest platform, is the easiest way to get a message across.
When we are talking about food and the young people and just influencing them, we are having our Junior World Food Day. So you will be there engaging directly with young children. Are you excited for it?
I think that is, you know, going to be a cool thing. Obviously, you know, having us here as a part of the event is a little bit of a cheat code, because we're going to come in right away and try to steal the show and, you know, get the kids engaged, because now you have kids looking at the stage like, okay, what's next? And what's next is this message that we're going to get across to you guys. And, you know, so we're going to come in with a high energy. You know, not only are we going to use our skills, but we're also going to use our voices to start it off and, you know, to really kick off, you know, the event and the assembly and getting the kids to receive, you know. And that's, I feel like, a key when it comes to kids. How can you get them to receive? Like you talked about social media. Well, everything is on social media.
Exactly.
So what do you do with your social media? Or how can you make it, you know, more something that kids would, you know, want to keep looking at? And kids like to hear music that they like to hear. They want to see visuals that they like to see. But as you're doing that, then you're just trying to feed them information a certain way. And, you know, I think that all of those things tie into what we do. And, you know, that's why I think we're here.
And so can you tell me in one, two sentences, what's the message you wanna share with young kids? What do you want to tell them?
Well, I think one thing for sure is that we're highlighting the rights to food, of course, for a better life and a better future, and showing them how important it is, like, for, at least for them to know that they have a voice, of course, and they are our future. They're going to have a big voice in how we dictate, like, our nations, you know. But mainly just a nutritious diet. Just know that some people are struggling out here with foods, and a lot of it is going to waste instead of helping it, pouring into families that really need it. So I think just really being kind and, like, aware of how they're eating and the way they're eating as well. So of course, more than that, but yeah.
I always think that summing anything up in one sentence is tough, especially when it's something that you're passionate about. And I am really passionate about, you know, impacting youth and helping them understand the importance of a nutritious, balanced diet. Also, helping people understand that it's not really a choice of everyone if they have a healthy or nutritious diet. Like, over one third of our population can't afford it. So I think that, you know, to sum it up into one sentence would be tough. Something that, you know, I have an organization back at home that impacts the community directly, and something that I've kind of carried on, and our slogan's kind of become it, and, you know, I like to use it because I think it's quick and efficient, is that we want to connect, motivate, and inspire. You know, we want to connect with each other. You know, how can we do things to make a difference? We want to motivate the next and motivate the people around us to, you know, be better and, you know, help people as many ways as possible. And then we want to inspire the youth and inspire who's going to be the ones to carry the torch. So, you know, that's what I think that when I sat in assembly today, going into tomorrow, is that message of connect, motivate, and inspire is just resonating every single time I hear something in my head. That's all I'm hearing is connect, motivate, and inspire. Even if it's not being said in that particular way, what we're doing is all of those things at the end of the day.
Is there any advice that you would like to tell to young people who are willing to reshape agri-food systems?
Well, for one, I think that, you know, limiting the way we waste foods and limiting the way we just throw foods away and discard them, being able to use other foods to create more foods, you know, not necessarily processed foods, but, you know, gardening, being more interested in gardening. You know, I think that something that I'm taking away from this is that, for example, back at home, I never seen anybody where I'm from learn how to really garden or, you know, grow fruits, grow vegetables. And I think that that's a real true skill that I'm starting to think that, and I'm noticing that we should have as individuals, you know. So I think that that's something that I'm going to, you know, carry with me going home. And I think that kids, if you're hearing this, I think that a unique skill and an important skill to life is understanding the values that nature, you know, bears us, which is fruits, vegetables, and, you know, minerals, proteins, things like that. So I think that that would be my message going forward. You know, try to focus on the ability to learn those skills and, you know, take advantage of them, because I do think those skills create affordable, you know, nutritions, because I feel like it's affordable to be able to find certain seeds and plant them and then replant them and continue to grow vegetables, continue to grow fruits. So, you know, I'm going to take that advice myself too. The more vegetables you try, the more vegetables you'll learn that you like.
Exactly.
Real talk.
I agree.
That's that was me a few years ago when I was vegan for a little bit of time.
How was that?
It wasn't fun, but it was necessary.
Yeah.
I think that during my time of being vegan, I did learn that I do like more vegetables than I, you know, ever would have tried, like Brussels sprouts and squash and things like that, just things that I never liked. Like, I always would just have broccoli and spinach and greens, you know, basic, like, vegetables. But there were so many vegetables that I tried that I ended up liking. There was, you know, different things like cauliflower, making cauliflower a bunch of different ways versus just one way.
Yeah.
And if you, you know, go through a season of eating different things versus eating the things that you're just used to, you learn that you like a lot more things. And that's been a part of my experience of being in Europe a lot. I felt like I've learned that I like more things than I would have ever tried at home, because in Europe there's different foods available than at home, and at home there's different foods available than in Europe. So it's kind of helped me grow.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
That concludes today's episode of the Food for the Future podcast. For more updates from the World Food Forum, follow us on social media and visit our website at world-food-forum.org. Until the next time,